Buckle up, folks, because today's deep dive, well, it's into an AI news cycle that's basically moving at warp speed.
Yeah, it's really something.
We're talking Amazon, like building this whole digital empire thing. There are even whispers about nuclear power playing a role. And get this, you, the listener, might even get your own AI-generated Spotify podcast.
It's wild stuff.
It's going to be a wild ride, so hang on tight.
What's really fascinating to me is how AI isn't just, like, evolving, you know? It's basically exploding. I mean, just look at today's headlines. It's like whole industries are getting reshaped, like, overnight.
Yeah, no kidding. And speaking of reshaping industries, let's talk about Amazon. Hmm. They haven't just dipped their toes into the AI pool. They basically cannonballed in and declared themselves king of the pool.
Yeah, they really went for it.
They just dropped this thing called the Nova family of AI models. It's like text, images, videos, all handled by one crazy powerful AI system.
Right. And the really wild part is,
and it's already beating out some of the biggest names in AI.
Yeah, it's already outperforming them in tests and stuff. Pretty remarkable.
This isn't just about offering AI as a service, though. Amazon's move is like they want to be the foundation, the bedrocks that everyone else uses to build their AI dreams on.
Yeah, they're going for that whole foundational level play.
And they're not playing around. Nova can translate over 200 languages. It can understand documents that are like longer than most novels.
Yeah, it's crazy what it can do.
And get this, next year they're saying it'll be able to create videos up to 2 minutes long. I mean, think about what that means for, like, content creation. It's mind-blowing.
Yeah, the possibilities are really pretty mind-boggling.
And to power all of this, they're building the world's largest AI supercomputer.
I mean, this isn't just them flexing, you know?
This is them making a strategic move to offer, like, an insane amount of processing power, making them the go-to place for any company that needs serious AI muscle.
Well, it's like they're building this ultimate AI gym, and anyone serious about AI, they're going to have to go there to train. They're going to have to train there.
But there's more to this, like, power play they're doing. They're tackling the hardware side, too, with Project Rainier. It's their answer to everyone relying on those NVIDIA chips for AI training.
Right, because those are...
You know what I mean.
Yeah, they're expensive.
They're expensive.
And everyone's kind of stuck using them right now.
So what Amazon's doing is they're aiming to make AI training way cheaper, more efficient, which could be a total game changer for smaller companies trying to compete with the big guys.
Yeah, you know, level the playing field a bit.
Imagine the, like, explosion of innovation that could happen.
It's really, you know, it's pretty exciting to think about.
Okay, so Amazon is all in on AI. Yeah. The brains, the brawn, they're going for it all.
They are all in.
But this brings up a really interesting question. All this AI processing, it needs a ton of energy. Like, we're talking data centers that are guzzling power like it's going out of style.
Yeah, they are incredibly energy intensive. It's a big issue.
What are we going to do about that?
Well, and it's forcing us to kind of look outside the box.
Yeah.
So, for example, Meta, you know, they're looking into using nuclear power to handle these crazy energy demands.
Hold on. Nuclear power for AI. That sounds like something straight out of a sci-fi movie.
It does, doesn't it?
But they're not the only ones thinking about it.
No, they're not alone. Amazon's looking at it. Microsoft, Google, they're all kind of eyeing these smaller modular nuclear reactors. They see it as a possible answer to this, like, energy monster that AI is creating.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a controversial topic, but it just goes to show how massive this energy challenge really is.
Oh, yeah.
These companies are getting, like, desperate for a solution that can keep up with the demand.
A solution that can scale, yeah.
So we've got Amazon making a ton of noise, but Apple, well, they're being their usual secretive selves. But even they can't ignore what's happening with AI.
No, nobody can.
Rumors are flying that they're turning to, get this, Amazon for their AI chips.
Mm.
They need help training their own Apple intelligence models, apparently. And that's huge, you know?
I mean, it shows that even these, like, Titan companies are having to, like, maybe collaborate a little bit.
At least coexist.
Yeah. Or at least coexist, yeah, in this AI arms race. It also shows how important the hardware side is becoming. Companies like Amazon, they're becoming the key suppliers.
Gatekeepers, almost.
Speaking of Apple and AI, remember that super sleek smart home display they were working on?
Oh, you mean the one with all the rumored AI features?
The one that was supposed to control your whole house, like with your
The
voice.
one that was supposed to like revolutionize the smart home.
Yeah, well, it got delayed again.
Again, yeah.
Turns out getting AI to work smoothly in our homes is way harder than they thought.
Oh, yeah. Way harder.
Which makes you wonder, are all these AI promises, are they actually possible in the real world?
You know, it's a good reality check because while AI is advancing so quickly, actually integrating it into our everyday lives, you know, seamlessly, it's really tricky.
It's a good point. Like, you got to think about reliability, privacy, you know, the whole user experience.
Yeah.
We have a lot to figure out before AI really becomes, you know, like this invisible, intuitive part of our lives.
For sure. Okay, so we've covered the big players making these huge AI bets,
Yeah.
but let's zoom in a bit, bring it down to earth to something you, the listener, can actually experience right now. Spotify's Wrapped, you know, that yearly music recap
Oh,
thing.
yeah. Everyone loves Wrapped.
It's getting a serious AI upgrade this year.
Oh.
Imagine this. It's your year in music, but as a personalized podcast where you're the star,
Wait, Civic.
AIs can take your listening habits and craft a whole unique audio story just for you.
Oh, wow. So, like a personalized radio show of your year.
Exactly.
That's pretty cool.
Talk about personalization, right?
Yeah.
But it's not just about some cool music thing. It shows how AI is changing how we create content, making it more personal, more engaging than ever before.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
And for anyone listening who likes to like get their hands dirty with tech, there are even tools out there that let you build whole web apps without writing a single line of code.
Wow, really?
It's pretty wild.
That's amazing.
That's the power of AI. It's making technology available to everyone. It's opening up these opportunities for people who don't know how to code to bring their ideas to life.
I mean, that's a huge shift.
It is.
Potentially as impactful as like the early days of the internet.
Yeah, no kidding. We're seeing a flood of these AI tools hitting the market, and it's exciting to think about what people will create with them. But, you know, along with all this AI optimism, there's some warning signs popping up too.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
The CEO of Hugging Face, a pretty big name in AI, he's raising concerns about transparency, especially with some of these powerful AI models coming out of China.
Right, and transparency is absolutely crucial, especially as AI becomes more and more a part of our lives.
Yeah, we need to understand how these algorithms are built, what data they're trained on, you know, what potential biases they might have.
We can't just blindly trust them.
Exactly. And speaking of China, Baidu is officially powering Apple's AI over there.
Oh, wow, I hadn't heard that.
That's a big development.
Yeah, it is.
And it brings up a lot of questions about data privacy and like who's really in control.
Especially given how different the rules are over there compared to, you know, the rest of the world.
Exactly. So we've got like AI empires rising, these energy dilemmas popping up, even some like geopolitical intrigue mixed in there.
It's a lot to process, for sure.
It is. And we're just scratching the surface.
Yeah, we really are.
But we're going to take a quick break and then we'll be right back to dig even deeper into some of these developments. Stick around. Welcome back to this AI whirlwind tour. We've seen Amazon, well, they're kind of going all in. And then there's this whole nuclear power thing.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And even Spotify is getting personal with AI. But one thing that keeps coming up is this, you know, this whole question of transparency, especially with some of the AI coming out of China.
Yeah, that's a big one. Transparency is like absolutely essential, especially as AI gets more, you know, woven into our lives.
Exactly. If we don't get how these algorithms work, the data they're trained on, the biases they might have, well, we're basically walking into the future blindfolded.
It's a good way to put it.
So let's unpack some of this stuff a little more. One thing that really blew my mind is this Tencent Hunyuan video thing, this open source AI. It's making waves because it can like generate videos from text.
Yeah, and animate artwork, even make soundtracks. It's pretty wild.
It's like giving anyone with a computer the tools to make like professional quality videos.
And that could be huge for, you know, filmmakers, educators, artists, really anyone with a story to tell.
It's like having a Hollywood studio in your pocket.
Right.
But the fact that it's open source, that's almost as interesting as the technology itself.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Open sourcing AI like that, it can really accelerate how fast things move.
How so?
Well, because it lets researchers and developers everywhere collaborate. On the code, so more people can kind of keep things in check.
Yeah, so it addresses some of those concerns we were talking about. It's a cool example of how AI can be developed like collaboratively and openly. And then there's this 11 Labs conversational AI, which speaks like 31 languages and can have these crazy realistic
I
conversations.
saw that. Yeah, it's basically those chatbots we've all seen, but like on steroids.
It doesn't just give you canned responses. It actually understands what you're saying, learns from you, and talks back like a real person. That's pretty freaky, actually.
Yeah, it makes you think, what does this mean for the future of, how we communicate? Could AI be handling customer service, teaching languages, even being like a companion for people who need it?
Whoa, those are some big questions.
It's mind-blowing, honestly.
Okay, so AI could change everything, from filmmaking to how we talk to each other. But let's get real for a second. It can't all be good, right? We talked about the energy, the transparency stuff. What are some of the downsides we need to be ready for?
Yeah, it's important to think about the potential risks too. And one of the biggest ones is jobs. As AI gets better at doing things humans do, well, some jobs are just going to disappear.
It's a valid point, and it's not something we can just ignore.
No, definitely not.
We need to be thinking about how to retrain people, support new businesses, create like safety nets for people who might lose their jobs because of this tech.
Exactly. And we also need to be super careful about misuse, right? AI could be used to make those deep fakes, or spread misinformation.
Yeah, or even make autonomous weapons. Scary stuff.
It's crucial that we figure out like ethical guidelines and regulations so that AI is used for good,
For the benefit of everyone, not just a select few.
Right,
But that's why.
exactly.
So we've got this incredible technology that could solve some of our biggest problems, but also create some new ones. It's like we're at this crossroads, and the decisions we make now are going to decide what kind of future we build.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. It's a pivotal moment, and we need to be talking about this and, working with people making policies to make sure AI is developed responsibly.
So speaking of shaping the future, let's circle back to Amazon for a sec. Their whole thing with building the world's largest AI supercomputer, it's a bold move. And it definitely shows they want to, rule the AI world. What does that mean for everyone else?
Well, it's a big deal. Because by offering all that processing power, making it easy to access, they're basically saying, come build on our platform.
So does that mean everyone's just going to have to play by Amazon's rules?
It's possible it could lead to some amazing innovation, but it also raises questions about monopolies and, too much power in the hands of just a few big companies.
Yeah, it's like they're building the foundation of this whole AI-powered world, and everyone else is just kind of building on top of it. What about companies like Apple, who have always liked to do their own thing?
That's a good question. Apple has always been about controlling the whole experience, from hardware to software. But AI is so big, so complex, it might require a different approach. I mean, the fact that they might be using Amazon's chips, it suggests they're realizing they need to work with others to stay in the game.
So even the giants are having to adapt. It's an interesting time. You've got these huge companies, all with different ways of doing things, all fighting for the top spot in this new AI world. And then you've got all these startups and researchers pushing the limits of what's possible. It's a lot to keep track of.
It really is. But the exciting part is, this is just the beginning. The AI revolution is still young, and the possibilities are, well, they're kind of endless. The next few years are going to be crucial in deciding where all of this goes.
And how AI shapes our world. We'll be right back to talk about those possibilities and what you, the listener, can do to be a part of it all. We're back. And, after this deep dive into this AI explosion, one thing's for sure.
Things are moving fast.
It's been a wild ride. We've seen Amazon building their empire, talked about the whole energy thing, even peeked into the future of making movies and music with AI.
It really makes you think.
It does. But one of the most exciting things for me is this whole idea of AI making technology available to everyone. We talked about tools that let you build websites without coding, AI that makes videos and music. It's like now anyone can be a creator.
It's really leveling the playing field.
Exactly. AI is breaking down those barriers, giving people and small businesses a chance to compete in ways they never could before. Imagine anyone with an idea can build a website, create a marketing campaign, even make their own educational app. And they don't need a team of engineers or
It's
designers.
powerful stuff.
It really is. It's almost like AI is becoming like a universal tool, kind of like the internet or the smartphone, something that changes how we interact with, well, everything.
Exactly. And with any powerful tool, there's, responsibility that comes with it. We need to make sure everyone has access to AI, that it's used ethically, and that we're ready for the changes it'll bring to society.
So what's next? What can our listeners do to, stay in the loop and maybe even help shape the future of AI?
Well, first, just stay curious. The AI world is changing constantly, so keep learning, keep exploring, ask questions. There are tons of resources out there, articles, podcasts, online courses, even communities dedicated to all things AI.
And don't be afraid to get your hands dirty, right? A lot of the tools we talked about today, anyone can try them out. Play around, see what you can create, and share it with others. You might be surprised at what you can do.
It's all about experimentation.
Exactly. And having these conversations about AI, talking to friends, family, colleagues about what it all means, share your hopes, your fears, your ideas for navigating this new world. It's important.
We're all in this together.
Right. It's easy to feel overwhelmed by all this, but we have to remember, we all have a role to play in shaping the future of AI.
We can support organizations working on responsible AI development, advocate for policies that ensure ethical use, and just, make our voices heard.
Today's been a whirlwind tour of this crazy AI landscape.
It has.
And honestly, we're just at the beginning of this journey.
The future is being written right now, and it's up to all of us to make sure it's a future where AI benefits everyone.
That's it for our deep dive into the AI explosion. Stay curious, stay engaged, and keep exploring the amazing world of artificial intelligence. We'll catch you next time.